let's say you're on the dating scene now and you really want to hook up with somebody from on the dating scene. Mm-hmm. And you think you're going to come back to your apartment. So what things should you put out in your apartment that will guarantee you hook up?
Ooh.
So they walk in it and they go, like books, like a lot of books. This person is really smart.
Oh, who was it? Was it John Waters or somebody like that said, if you walk into a woman's house and she doesn't have any books, don't fuck her.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to have sex with dumb people.
Yeah, no, you don't want a smart chick.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you might want a smart guy. I don't want a smart chick.
I would put out, so not the obvious, not like condoms or vibrators.
No,
like,
no, things that like make you look
average every day. Okay. My dog always does it. I mean, as soon as people walk in and they see the dog, they're just like, he's a leg opener. He's mm-hmm. great. I love him. I would think also, maybe like not too many pillows on the couch. I think men are really turned off by all those frou-frou yes. pillows. They don't like that because that communicates high maintenance.
Exactly. And not too many pillows on the bed because not all those have to come off the bed.
Right, right. So a clean bed. I think definitely a clean bed because a clean bed says I'm open to the possibility. Mm-hmm. I've made my bed with the possibility of us unmaking the bed together.
Okay, so the guy, you need to see a clean bed.
Yeah, I think a clean okay. bed, not too many pillows on the couch, and a pet of some kind. Even a cat.
How about a plant?
I don't know. You know, it's funny you would say that because my mom just bought some plants. My mother has never had plants in her life, which is so weird because she bought me a plant when I left for college. Mm-hmm. So I would have... So I wouldn't be alone, I guess. She gave me this little tiny begonia in a little tiny pot, okay? I still have that begonia. I've repotted her so many times over the years. She's in a big, giant pot now. She's enormous, and she's overflowing all over the place. And my joke is that's my longest relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with that begonia since freshman year of college. So... yeah, if a guy can keep a plant, if he can keep a plant alive, yeah, sure. I'm going to say yes.
No, we killed plastic plants in New York. So
yeah, we did.
I don't think anything lived in that apartment. So they are saying the apartment status symbol of the 21st century is a plant. So have some in the living room, have some in the bathroom. Chicks dig it.
Remember that nice orchid we got from Lady Gaga? We killed it in like a week.
Yeah, I don't know if it made it even home.
We gave it to, remember the lady upstairs had all the plants? We were like, can you save this? It's Lady Gaga gave this to us.
And it died.
It died. She couldn't say, because we had already killed it by then.
They're saying one of the top things you should have in your apartment when you bring somebody over, a handheld grater to shave slices of Parmesan cheese.
I have one of those, but it's in a drawer. Should I take it out and show
you? You should have it out on the counter.
Why?
The chicks dig it.
Well, I'm not looking for chicks.
That people love it. They fall in love immediately and want to have sex with you.
If you have a cheese grater?
Yeah. It's a scientific fact, they say. This is coming from The Guardian. It says, I don't know why. It just happens.
Well, which I've got two. I have the one hold.
I think it with you, you need to put both out.
I got the handle one and I got the one that you hold like it looks like a cowbell.
Yeah, I think
Both out?
Yeah, I think you should put both of them together and cheese. Why not risk it?
Right, right. That way if they don't think the grater is for their balls, they'll know it's for cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next on the list, a candle.
Oh, well, I was going to say candle, but I figured that's so cliche because everybody has candles all over the place.
And you have to think 15 minutes before they show up because that is when you burn the candle. 15 minutes exactly before your guests arrive.
I do that because my apartment stinks. So I put the candles out everywhere. So when they come in, they're like, ooh, lavender, you know, rather than wet dog.
But if you do it 15 minutes before they show up, you can say, oh, I completely forgot you were coming. It's like you're kind of surprised. But if you're burning it for like a half an hour, you can't use that excuse.
Or if you just lit it, they'll think you just lit it for them.
The minute they walk in, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 15 minutes before, what else?
A ceramic plate, which is nice for keys, hair ties, spare buttons. You should have that out in case they want to put something in the plate and hold it there until they leave.
Wait, like in church when you pass around the plate?
Yeah, just like a little plate on the table.
Are they going to leave me a tip at the end?
It's got to be a real artsy type of plate.
Okay.
That's what they say.
To throw their keys in, and then maybe they can tip me on the way out.
Exactly.
Okay.
A drink cart.
What? Who has apartments this size? Where do I put a drink cart?
It shows that you want to, you know, have people over and have drinks.
I have a little tiny wine rack. It holds about 6 bottles.
Put that next to the cheese grater.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll do that. What else?
Books. Books is on the list.
See, my problem is the books are in the bedroom. Ooh, maybe that's good.
Put the cheese grater and the candles. Ah, yeah. And they say a cashmere throw. You should have one of those.
Who has that kind of money? You know how much a cashmere throw costs?
How much?
Hundreds. This is expensive. I mean, this is for one guy just to get laid? Yeah. It's a lot of money. You know what? It's cheaper just to hire a male prostitute.
They said you should always wash your hands before even touching it. But you should have one laying around.
Before touching his penis?
The cashmere throw.
Oh. You said it. I'm like, it? Wait, I should wash my hands before I touch my own cashmere throw?
Yeah, because it could get dirty.
What? This is the most high maintenance. Who are these women that are doing all this? What is this, Paris Hilton's list?
A wooden dining table is next.
I do have that.
You do have that.
I have a wooden dining table.
Yeah, so there you go. Fancy soap.
Men don't like fancy soap. Don't give me that.
A record player.
Oh, come on. This is a very expensive list. Again, just to get laid, this doesn't seem worth it.
Now, if you walk in and the guy's got a record player and some records, that's kind of cool.
It depends. If he's like a 30-something-year-old hipster, yes. If it's because it was his record player when he was a kid because he's 70, no.
No, I think even the 70-year-old ones are still cool.
No, I don't. Let me tell you something. This is funny. So the other day, was it whatever, like Saturday night or something, one of our neighbors was having a party and it was really loud. And my boyfriend was like, and we know the guy is like really into music and he has a turntable and all stuff. And they were blasting music of people in and out of the hallway. And he's like, I'm going to call downstairs and complain. I said, don't bother. They're playing Steely Dan and the Beach Boys and the Eagles. That means they're super old. The party's going to be over by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it was over by like 9:15.
Wait, I hear the Eagles. It's almost over.
Yeah, because the boomers, they don't stay out and party all night long. You know, it was like maybe 7:30 at night. And it was already like cranking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, this will be over by, don't worry about it. It'll be over in 2 hours. And sure enough, it was.
Yeah. The last thing they say you should have to impress other people, a spare bedroom.
A spare bedroom? Oh, my God.
You can put an exercise bike, maybe a bread maker. You can put a desk in there.
Oh, my God. Who has all of this money? Do you know what it costs to have a spare bed? Just some random spare bedroom.
When people
in New York
come
City?
Over, bring. You should put out the spare bedroom. When they come over, put that out. Next to War and Peace and Crime and Punishment.
And a cheese grater.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. This is the stupidest. This list is not for people that live in the 21st century.
Well, I'm trying to help people get laid. So that's why I'm saying go buy a plate and some candles.
Just get a
and
plant.
Just
get a plant and a cheese grater. It's so stupid because anybody that can afford a spare bedroom and is getting a spare bedroom just to impress people.
Everything. Get two things off the list. Pick two.
A cheese grater and a plant. I already have those.
Okay, there you go. And a wood table. You got three. You're getting some.
I'm getting some.
And maybe you can find a candle.
We're just going to okay it with my boyfriend.